This is Sound and Query, the Southern Illinois University Medical Library's podcast. I'm Lydia Howes, your host and one of many friendly librarians here. Tune in for information about the School of Medicine's activities and research, library events and resources, and anything else that we deem interesting. Last week on Sound and Query, I shared that the library participated in the Farm Progress Show earlier in September. Today, I thought I'd give those of you who weren't able to come to the Progress Show a virtual tour of the Health and Safety Tent, where the library's table about consumer health resources was located. I spoke to most of the other businesses and services staffing the tent, as well as some of the people who visited me at our table. I hope you enjoy your tour as much as I enjoyed giving it. As a legal sidebar, I should mention that the SIU School of Medicine does not endorse any of the services or businesses featured on today's podcast. We have been at the Farm Progress Show for the past several days. We're in the health and safety tent with a lot of other interesting stuff going on around me. We are getting a fair amount of traffic. However, for whatever reason, people don't seem to think the library tables as exciting as some of the other tables. So I thought I would go talk to some of the other booths in the area to see what they have to offer. So now I'm walking. Hi, my name is Lydia House. I'm a librarian at this Southern Illinois University School of Medicine. We're hoping to get a podcast out of our time at the Farm Progress.
Fortunately, I discovered that most people were very willing to be recorded as long as I promised it was just their voice and not their face.
My name is Marcia Cheney. I'm the outreach coordinator for the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health. We're out of the University of Iowa College of Public Health. And today we have information on hearing loss prevention for farmers and farm workers. And as a part of our outreach this summer, we're giving out hearing protection kits. They include a pair of earmuffs, four pairs of earplugs, and some safety glasses. And we use those, we use these as a survey incentive. So we're asking people questions about their current use of hearing protection and their level of knowledge about it. Then we send the kit home, and in a month, we call them or email them and ask them the same questions and see if giving out this equipment is actually making people use it more.
Okay.
We'll also be at Husker Harvest Days in a couple weeks and then Ozark Fall Farm Fest at the beginning of October. So there are other opportunities if they go to those shows.
Okay, so you can come help with some research and get involved and also score some free hearing protection. So
thanks so much. My name is Kelly Lundy. We're from Physician's Choice. We are a medically monitored weight loss program. We have clinics in Springfield, Effingham, Mount Zion, Forsyth, and we're getting ready to go to Peoria, which we are extremely excited about. You can go to our website at www.healthylifestyleweightloss.com.
My name is Chad Hatayam. I'm a physical therapist with Apex Network Physical Therapy, and we have a facility in Mount Zion and in Forsyth. And basically, we're just here kind of promoting physical therapy wellness through our communities. And our website that we have is apexnetworkpt.com. And there's also Apex Network Physical Therapies down through the Southern Illinois region. And so we are just kind of the northern base of that.
Liberty Village hosted the most popular table in our tent, where visitors could check their blood pressure and their grip strength. They kept track of the strongest man and woman who stopped by. So just about everyone who passed through wanted to see if they could beat the record.
I'm from Liberty Village of Clinton. My name's Allison Skelton. I'm the marketing director at the Clinton facility. We are here representing today all of our facilities. We offer services in long-term care, short-term rehab, so if someone's coming in for some therapies. We also offer long-term independent living, so if someone's wanting to live in an apartment style, they can do that in our independent estates. And we also offer villa homes. So we've kind of got some full campuses in different locations, and then some campuses just have different components. Also with that, we offer outpatient therapy as well. So that's known for as our bounce back program, We're here today offering blood pressure screens as well as grip strength testing, so we can test how strong you are and if there's areas you need to work on to focus. We also offer exercises with that. And then if needed, someone can have their blood sugars checked as well. So we're just kind of here as a health vendor offering different services as well as offering what we offer in our different locations.
Now, I think a lot of people are fairly familiar with blood pressure, but what does grip strength tell you about your health?
That can tell you if you have arthritis, you might be weaker in areas than holding pots and pans. Those things can affect your daily living. As far as farmers, you use a lot of your strength lifting bales of hay or doing different things around the farm. If you get weak muscles with that, it can make your jobs or your daily life a little bit more of a struggle. So with that, we're just testing it. It's a dynamometer that we use, and you squeeze it and it tells us how much force you have behind your grip. So with that, if they're weak, we can offer exercises to do to help strengthen those.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Mervette Adams, and we're with Health Alliance, and we're representing the Medicare Advantage plan and also the individual plan. So what we have at our booth today, we've got a little bit of corn growing, some keychains that we're giving away, and we'd like people to spin our prize wheel to educate them on different parts of insurance. So everybody's been really game to try it, and we've also got some word searches and brochures on our plan. So.
And I'm just going to spin the wheel for fun. Wheel.
Okay, I'm spinning the wheel.
Oh, good deal.
Okay. It landed on what kinds of insurance does Health Alliance offer? We have Medicare and Medicaid or individual plans.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you.
Our primary purpose of attending the Farm Progress Show was to share consumer health information with those in attendance. So I spent the majority of my time at our table, not exploring the Farm Progress Show. However, even just sitting at our table waiting for visitors to come talk to me, I was able to meet a lot of interesting people, including Joe Jeffrey, the veterinarian that we met last week on Sound Inquiry.
My name is Joe Jeffrey. I'm a veterinarian out of Lexington, Nebraska. I've been ranking with Farm Progress Shows for about 27 years. We put on a cattle demonstration. What we do is we bring cattle and livestock in. We run them through cattle chutes. We try to show the ranchers and the farmers and the feedlot operators that when we work cattle, it is extremely important that the cattle do not get hurt in any way, shape, or form. And not only that, it's nice to have the lady running the chute or the man to go home for lunch and not get hurt either. So what we try to show them in this demonstration, the safety of livestock handling, both for the human and for the livestock.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
I'm Melinda Randolph from Paris, Illinois. We came because we always enjoy coming. We had a favorite thing. We always watch the cattle shoot thing. Enjoy all the booths.
Okay. Thanks so much. And what was your name?
Robert Randolph. I'm from Paris, Illinois also, and I enjoy the cattle and the farm equipment stuff to do with livestock.
Okay, thank you. It was especially great to run into fans of SIU, especially the med school, and of the medical library itself.
Hi. Sorry.
Are you with medical school?
I am a librarian at medical school, yes.
School,
oh, she
She's
does. Okay, so fourth year.
Yeah. She's actually going to go to... Yes. Virginia, I think.
Oh, really? She's doing her interviewing for residencies and stuff? That's exciting.
Yeah, she's going in for ear, nose, and throat.
Okay.
And her boyfriend is going into urology.
Okay. Are they both at SIU? Or?
My name's Rosemary Wright. Oh, from Normal, Illinois. Just graduated from Illinois State University. So, in community health education. So
what brought you to the Farm Progress Show?
This guy. He's with Farm Bureau. So this is Kevin Rund. Okay. And so I just came with him.
Right. And can you just tell me one more time what your favorite part of the first part is?
This tent, the SIU Medical Library. That's the part I'm interested in.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And on that note, I'll sign off for today. But remember to stay tuned over the next couple of weeks for even more from the Farm Progress Show. Thanks for listening to Sound Inquiry. For more information about the library, its services and resources, or to learn about future events and podcasts, please visit our website at www.siumed.edu/lib.